Good morning. Today, we're going to talk about Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter as an organization, they just released a list of demands. Black Lives Matter has sent this list of demands. I think they're sending the list to President Joe Biden. I'm not sure, but I want to get a sense of how you feel about Black Lives Matter, whether they've lost the trust of the public. And we're going to also break down this list. I'm going to read through it and get you guys take on some of this. And we're going to get started on drboystv.com. So get comfortable, buckle up your seatbelt, hit the thumbs up button, and we're going to get started right now.
Here we are, clan the isms, cataclysm, great. Our people out here struggling, trying to make it in this state. Everybody out here doing it, but we the ones who late. Now family, we the ones who gotta delegate. Get that money in the power, never be fake. Stick to cosign for three, what did he say? Create jobs, support our own. Educate the same and buy back your home. Got 3 degrees, triple 10. 3 PhDs, now we on the CNN. DBTV, let's talk about negligence. Ignorance is bliss, but we can turn it to intelligence. Please, none of what you hear, half of what you see. Let's break it down here on Dr. Boyce TV.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to drboystv.com, the home for intelligent black people. What's going on, Carell and Vernon and Michael Williams and Groove Theory? I see you. Shout out your city and also shout out your business. If you have a black-owned business, put that business in the chat so everybody knows what you got going on and who you are and what you represent. We are in the middle of the Black Economic Revolution. Can't nobody stop us. We are the best. We are the greatest. Put a hashtag B1 in the chat if you believe that the black community will rise in this century and beyond. I believe that we will. And that's our calling card, hashtag B and the number one. So let's talk about Black Lives Matter. So Black Lives Matter, they've been doing some real interesting stuff lately. I've seen a lot of chatter online about Black Lives Matter and how the community feels about the work that they have and have not been doing. I'm going to start off by asking you guys a question. And I just posed this question in a survey on Twitter. I just released a survey, so I'm going to just give you the preliminary results based on the preliminary responses from a relatively small sample of people, but about 100 people, almost 100 people have responded to the survey in the first few minutes. And the question was this, and I want you guys to give me a yes or no in the chat. Do you trust Black Lives Matter? Give me a yes or no if you trust Black Lives Matter. Yes, if you trust them. No, if you do not. Hit the thumbs up button. Also, as you answer the question, make sure you subscribe to the channel. It's very important. We're building black media. We really need your help. We really need your help. So let's see. Corey says, Boyce, are you trying to be a Marxist? I'm not trying to be a Marxist, but let me tell you this. One of the things I challenge myself to do is I learned this, you know, because I've been a scholar for a while. And one thing I've learned is that the more you learn, the more you understand how little you know. And also the best way to be a great teacher is to be a great student. And so by empathizing with ideas that you may not agree with and trying your best to understand the value of those ideas and honoring and respecting those ideas is the best way for you to make your own point heard. And so I will tell you this. I know Black Lives Matter was started. I know Patrice Cullors, one of the founders of the Black Lives Matter organization. She's the head of the Black Lives Matter Global Network, is a Marxist. I think that all three of the original founders were quote unquote trained Marxists, from what I understand. And so I took some time to research Marxism and some of the ideas. And I will tell you, Karl Marx did not have it all wrong. Some of his ideas were actually pretty good. I don't believe in the idea of rejecting an ideology just outright. His critiques on capitalism were right on point. And I know capitalism really well. My PhD is in finance. So I know capitalism better than a man knows his ex-wife. And one of the first things I realized about capitalism when I first studied it was I said, I don't want to be a hardcore capitalist. But here's what I believe. I believe that black people need businesses. I believe that black people need wealth in order for us to have power in America. I believe that wealth is one of the protective mechanisms that can allow us to defend ourselves against so much tyranny that comes to people. I'll tell you what, if you go down the list of all the black folks that get shot every year, they don't shoot a lot of rich kids. They don't shoot a lot of kids whose parents can afford a decent lawyer. They don't shoot a lot of kids from two parent households where the family is, these family structures there. They don't shoot black men from the Nation of Islam. Can anybody give me a yes or no? Can you name one single member of the Nation of Islam in the last 5 years, 10 years that was shot by the cops? Give me a yes or no. And so I'm not sitting here trying to say that it's their fault that they got shot. We know about racism. We know about the history of the police. We know about the paddy rollers. And Dr. Claude Anderson, by the way, who's coming on DrBoyceTV.com today at 2 p.m., he can give you that history of where the police come from and why you have to reject the police in their current form, because the abuse is unacceptable. But here's the deal. The reason that you don't see men from the Nation of Islam getting shot down by the cops is because you're not going to see a guy from the nation out here in a position where he's going to be vulnerable like that. They can defend themselves. And so what I argue is that the black community will be stronger when we stop just leaning on this idea that if we say hands up, don't shoot, massive, please don't hurt me, and start saying, OK, if you step up on me, it's going to be a problem right now. You're going to have some consequences to that. You're going to have some economic consequences. You're going to have some political consequences. You're going to have a whole lot of consequences for stepping up on me. I think that's the way we can make ourselves strong. So that's what I believe. Now, let me just say this. I took the survey and I asked on my Twitter. My Twitter is Dr. Boyce Watkins 1. I'm going to put my Twitter on the screen because I'm really begging you. Please follow me on Twitter because I don't like stupid people following me, and I have to block them all, because following me is not a right. It's a privilege. I only want people that want to build the future. I don't want people that are stuck on this whole victim mentality. I'm not into that. That ain't going to work. We've been doing it for a long time. I'm not interested in that. That's what white people market to you, because they want you to be a victim. My Twitter is Dr. Boyce Watkins 1. That's Dr. Boyce Watkins 1. So follow me on Twitter. I'll put it on the screen in a second. So I did the survey. And right now, 96% of the respondents. Now, again, this is a biased sample. Most of the people that follow me are black. Most of them are, have a specific kind of ideology about blackness. But 96% of the people that follow me on Twitter said they do not trust Black Lives Matter. And I can tell you this, if I'd taken that survey before the election, before they were telling you how wonderful Joe Biden was going to be, and how getting Donald Trump out of office was the number one agenda for black people and all this other stuff, I wouldn't have got those results. I would not have had the overwhelming majority of black people saying that, that they don't trust Black Lives Matter. And so here's the deal. The reality that Black Lives Matter must face, and all members of the organization, all those who are connected with Black Lives Matter, maybe you run a local chapter or whatever, you need to take a second and kind of reflect on this. I would argue that the perception is that the people at the top been running game on the black community, that they're basically using the people at the bottom to pursue what is not so much, in my view, a black agenda. It is more of a white liberal agenda with a black face. Right. It's like if I go to China, when I went to China, I saw some authentic Chinese restaurants. And let me tell you, when you go to China and you eat Chinese food, it doesn't taste like the Chinese food here. Here they put all kinds of MSG and sugar in it and all kinds of crap that Americans like to eat, because it's not really Chinese. Like, if you go to Mexico and you go to an authentic Mexican restaurant, you won't recognize it, because what we get here is not really Mexican food. It's what Americans view to be Mexican food. So when I'm in China, I remember I would see authentic Chinese restaurants on one hand, but then I would see like a Pizza Hut, right, in China. But it wouldn't be like your normal Pizza Hut. It would be a Chinese version of Pizza Hut, right? Instead of, like, they would have weird stuff on the menu. Like, they would have first of all, the Pizza Huts there were really fancy. I was very kind of stunned by that. Like, going to Pizza Hut, it's like taking your woman to like a real fancy restaurant. I kid you not, it's the craziest thing. So if you're looking for a cheap date, go to China, right? So anyway, they would have pizzas with like shrimp on it. Like, here we don't have pizzas with shrimp and bass or the desserts were real colorful. Like, in China, they love really colorful stuff. And so here's the deal. So, when you went to China, that Pizza Hut in China was not a Chinese restaurant. It was a Chinese version of an American restaurant. Do you follow what I'm saying? So Black Lives Matter is not an authentic black organization. This is not an organization that was rooted in the black community. They don't get their money from black people. You know, if you want to understand who runs an organization, look at who's not just running it, but who's funding it, who's running it and who's funding it. Black people ain't running Black Lives Matter. Black people ain't funding Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter is being funded mostly by wealthy donors who are not black, white liberals, maybe members of the Democratic Party are giving them inroads, allegedly, or making them believe that they're getting inroads. And so it's not an authentic Black organization. It is the Black wing of the white liberal establishment. It is the Negro wing of the Democratic Party. And so so Black Lives Matter, their trust is kind of shot. I can't go into the Black community and say, hey, y'all, let's all go join Black Lives Matter. Let's go. They're going to look at me like I'm crazy. So, but it doesn't mean that they're illegitimate in terms of not be adding some value to the world. If you are Black and you are 100% liberal, meaning if you're down with the feminism, if you're down with the transgender LGBT agenda, if you're down with all of that stuff, and you think that the white liberal solution to those issues is the right solution, then Black Lives Matter is your organization. But if you are a person who says, you know, we don't, as Black people, we really don't want white liberals telling us how to handle our situations with sexuality, right? Doesn't mean we don't know that we have LGBT members in our community. And I love you. If you're LGBT and you're Black and you be one, then I love you. I'm just gonna say that straight up, point blank, period. I do not get down with anybody who is anti, you know, who's gonna be against somebody just because of who they're sleeping with or whatever. But the reality is that in the Black community, we have a way of handling that. We got that, right? We don't need white people telling us that we're doing it wrong. We got this, you know, like stop, you know, don't have my child going to school. I want my child to go to school, learn how to do math. I need to learn them learn how to read, write. I need to learn some Black history. I want them to learn how to start a business. I don't really need them to spend the majority of their time learning these motherfucking pronouns. What the hell, man? Like, seriously, why is it that we got kids coming out of school, can't read, can't write, can't do math, can't start a business, can't survive economically, but they know all the goddamn pronouns on the list? That's crazy to me. That's just some stuff that most Black folks don't understand, don't get down with. And so at the end of the day, I think Black Lives Matter can add value, particularly if you have a specific ideology. The problem is that they're not Black first. They are Democratic Party first. They are not Black first. They are white liberal first. They are not Black first. They are Marxist first. So that is where I would put them, right? So when I read this list, and by the way, I put the agenda on my Instagram. I don't have as much time to read through it in detail like I'd like, because I actually have a meeting to go to in a little bit. But I wanted to come in and talk to you guys about it. And I put it on my Instagram. My Instagram is The Real Boyce Watkins. And I'll put the IG on the screen. I'm looking for everything today. I can't hardly find what I'm looking for. There we go. There's my Instagram. It's The Real Boyce Watkins. Please follow me on Instagram so that we can be connected there as well. Because I need smart people in these conversations so we can lead the future. And the seven demands, I'm going to read them to you real quick. They're kind of interesting. It's real fascinating. The seven demands that they list, and I'm going to read the top line of it. I'm not going to read all the details of it. You can read the details on the Instagram page. It says convict and ban Trump from future political office. Okay, so you mean to tell me that as an organization that is considered by many, which is not true, but many white people think Black Lives Matter is the spokesperson for the Black community, which we all agree that they're not, but white folks think that they are, that the first thing that is on the top of your priority list with all the problems Black people got, all the issues that we got to deal with, all the things that we're trying to fix, that the number one thing on our list is to keep Trump from ever running for office. I don't give a damn if Donald Trump can run for office or not run for office. Another 4 years of Trump would not have scared me at all. Because right now you see Black Lives Matter run around talking about we've been trying to get a meeting with Biden, and Biden is ignoring us. Before we told you he was going to ignore you. We told you what that man was. Amanda Seals, man, Kamala Harris, I can't believe that. Remember when Kamala said that whole thing where she said she agreed with Tim Scott that America is not a racist country? And then Amanda Seals is like, man, I'm embarrassed that I supported Kamala Harris. Well, yeah, you should be embarrassed because you're stupid. You should be embarrassed because you're dumb, because you're a bad representation of Black people, and you need to learn how to do your research and do your homework before you start opening your mouth. Just because white people put you on TV and you have a big Instagram following because you somehow think that acceptance from white people makes you a successful Black person, that does not mean you need to be out here just running your mouth saying anything that comes to mind. Because there are real implications to what we're trying to do. There are people that take this stuff seriously. There are people who dedicate their lives to this stuff. And then you get these celebrities that come along, you know, just Johnny come latelys. They're trying to jump on anything that's trendy. And it's like they're literally doing Blackness on training wheels. Like they just figured out that it's okay to be Black. Like we've been Black for a minute. Many of y'all been Black for since the 90s, right? You done got fired from your job from being too Black back when it wasn't cool to be Black, back when everybody else was like, I'm not going to say nothing because I don't want to lose my job, right? You lost your job because you spoke to the manager about the fact that the company doesn't hire Black people. And then these people come along and it's like you discovered Blackness in the year 2018. And you want to come in and suddenly become Malcolm X. You want to become, you know, Marcus Garvey, or you want to be Angela. You want to be the leader of the Black community because white people put you on TV. They put you on a comedy show. Like you're literally a comedian. You're a joke. That's what you are. You're a joke. You spent your whole life trying to be a joke. And that's what you are. Because right now, everybody that's sitting back, I want y'all in the chat. I want y'all to type one line right now. We about to be some assholes right now. Everybody in the chat, I want you to type, "We told you so." Everybody, I want you to, let's have a moment. Let's woosah, take it in. And I want everybody in the chat to write, "We told you so." Because a lot of y'all, hundreds of thousands of y'all, I saw you all, were saying before the election, stop telling Black people that Biden is your savior. Stop telling Black people that getting Trump out of office is the only thing that matters. Lord Jesus, that we got to get Trump out by Master, by Uncle Joe. Uncle Joe, go, he ain't your damn uncle. What the hell's wrong with you, man? You obviously don't know history. This man, Daddy Joe, is the one who sent your uncle to prison. The reason you think he's your uncle is because your real uncle got locked up in the 90s under the Biden crime bill. Like, this man has never, ever, ever shown an interest in doing what's right by Black people. So the idea that you're somehow trying to convince the Black community that he's your best bet, that he's your number one option, he's your go-to, he's going to be your political Michael Jordan, he's going to dunk the ball on them fools, and he's going to score all the points. You're a damn fool. You're a fool because you don't listen to the people that know what's going on. You don't listen to the people that know history. You don't listen to the people that understand political analysis. You don't listen to the people that understand what power looks like. So right now, y'all all looking kind of crazy. You're looking stupid right now. Black Lives Matter put out this list of demands, and it is a joke. I'm looking at your comments on Instagram. I listen to what you guys are saying. I try to keep my finger on the pulse of at least the segment of the Black community that I think is going to lead the future. I'm talking about intelligent Black people. I'm talking about people. I got a video this morning from King Randall, who's running the X School for Boys. That man got more sense at the age of 21 than most of these people out here got at the age of 50. This 21-year-old kid is saying, "My daddy, my uncle, or I think it's his granddaddy." He said, "My granddaddy taught me that you want to own some dirt." And I said, "Yeah, that's right. Your granddaddy's right. You need to own some dirt. Own you some damn land." So this 21-year-old kid went out and raised money and bought 40 acres of land to build his school. And he's educating these Black boys to do things that are going to make them. I would take one of his boys and put them up against 40 Ivy League educated Negroes in a minute. So these boys, by learning the basics of independence, learning how to do things like grow your own food and start your own business and educate your own kids, are going to have more power in their pinky finger than all these Negroes put together in a clump. So because he's building lions, he's building leaders. That one lion can kill 100 sheep. So at the end of the day, this sheep stuff, I call it sheep shit. How about we call it sheep shit? That's going to be our new term. This sheep shit is not going to give anybody any power in the Black community. All you're going to do is you're going to sit there and you're going to look like a bunch of little wimps because you're going up and you're begging. You're at Joe Biden's toes and you're tickling his balls, hoping that Joe Biden will throw you a couple of crumbs. That's what you're doing. You're embarrassing yourself right now because you're begging in public. You're embarrassing yourself right now because hundreds of thousands, if not millions of Black people who warned you are now sitting back and saying, "Man, look at these fools. They looking stupid." Because remember, Joe was your boy. Like, you vouched for him. Like, it's like you go to your boss and you say, "Hey, no, come on. We got to hire this guy. And they're like, "Ah, he ain't got no credentials." And, "Well, no, we got to hire this guy." "Well, you know, he got fired from his last five jobs." "No, boss, we got to do this. We got to do this, boss." Right? So you come back and Joe is your boy. You done vouched for him. You brought him in. You brought him into the company. You brought him into the family. You brought him to the family barbecue and said, "Joe is cool. Joe's a good guy." Now Joe done did some horrible stuff in the family. Joe done tried to have sex with one of the little girls. He done stole the barbecue grill. Joe done came by and bought all kinds of nonsense into the family. He done took the money. He done borrowed money from grandma and never paid it back. Like, Joe is a nuisance to the family. Uncle Joe is not Uncle Joe. Uncle Joe is a white guy who doesn't care about you. And so when you look at this list of demands, do me a favor. If you haven't done it yet, please hit the thumbs up button, share button, subscribe button if you haven't done it. Also, like I said, later on today, we're going to have the real black leader on, Dr. Claude Anderson, at 2 o'clock. He wants to talk about his Powernomics plan, which is yet another plan that the Biden administration has paid no attention to. Ice Cube is a supporter of the Powernomics plan and a supporter of Powernomics. When Ice Cube was trying to meet with the Biden administration, they pretty much tried to play a game where they said, well, look, we'll meet with you after the election. And he and I both agreed at that time that this isn't going to happen. There is not going to be a meeting after the election, because after the election's over, you lose your leverage. And one of the things we've been teaching you guys, and I want you to keep this in your head. I want you to remember this feeling you have right now when you're watching this play out, because that means for the next election, when they pull out the same bag of stupid pet tricks to try to manipulate black people and trigger black people into thinking that because it's a state of emergency, that you must get down to lower vibrational thinking, that because you're in this scary zone, that because they scare the hell out of you, that you have to go vote for the Democrats again. I just want you to remember this. I want you to come back, maybe watch this video 3 years from now. I'm talking about the year 2024. I want you to come back and watch videos like this. And I want you to remind yourself, like, nope, they're doing exactly what they did back in 2020 and 2019. They tried to scare us into supporting them, and we're not falling for the okey-doke anymore. Okay, so Dr. Claude Anderson's coming through today at 2. We're also going to have a Farmer Brown, the MC, who is a brother who is an expert at growing food. I think that we should have more conversations as a community about growing our own food, because there are other people who seem to want to be the ministers of black health. They want to control your wealth. They want to control your health. And that's not a good thing to do, right? So basically, instead of people saying, okay, just get obese and eat all this crappy food we're putting out, this poisonous food, and then we'll give you a government shot when you start dying from viruses that prey on obese people, people with diabetes, people with pre-existing conditions, Farmer Brown is actually going to talk about the beginnings of that process of growing your own food. So he's a brilliant brother, and I love him. And so anyway, with that being said, when I look at this list of Black Lives Matter demands, and I'm going to talk a couple more minutes, I'm going to let you guys go. They mentioned that their number one demand is to convict and ban Trump from future political office. I do not care about that. Two, to expel Republican members of Congress who attempted to overturn the election and incited a white supremacist attack. I don't care about that either. I don't see the attack on the Capitol as a white supremacist attack. I saw white supremacy everywhere. I saw white supremacy in the summer when you had all these white people claiming to be Black Lives Matter. But I'm like, well, where are all these white people coming from? Were they writing checks to black businesses? Like, are they helping the black community, or are they there pursuing their agenda? Right. So I saw white supremacy on from the left during the summer, where they were burning down buildings and tearing things up. And then I saw white supremacy again, in the fall, when you saw white people from the right that were running up on the Capitol because they felt that Trump, their guy, should have been the president. To me, that didn't have nothing to do with me. So for you to try to label this as a white supremacist attack is disingenuous. I saw black people in that crowd that were going to attack the Capitol. This was about Republican versus Democrat. Republican versus Democrat. So what I encourage you to do is not let other people bring you into their fights by claiming somehow that by being a Democrat that you're fighting white supremacy. No, you're not. You're not doing something that's terribly bad, but that's not how black people are going to get ahead, by everybody becoming Democrats. And also, don't let people convince you that by being a Republican that you are somehow fighting white supremacy, because the Republican Party, for example, cannot even acknowledge basic things like the fact that the police are racist and that police reform is an absolute must. Right. The next thing is, three, launch a full investigation of the ties between white supremacy and the Capitol Police, law enforcement, and the military. Again, I don't care about that either. Four, permanently ban Trump from all digital media platforms. Again, it's Trump, Trump, Trump. So again, when you're talking constantly about Trump, you're talking more about, pay attention now. They're talking more about Trump than they're talking about black people. They're talking more about Trump than they're talking about missing black fathers in the household and how we can get fathers back into the home with their children to protect their children. They're talking more about Trump. They're talking about reparations. They haven't even said the word reparations. I didn't see the word reparations. Maybe I'm wrong, but maybe you can help me. But on this document, I see nothing about reparations. Reparations is the number one agenda item for millions of black people. Reparations is one of those things where you have people, I believe, who feel that, look, I don't need white people to like me. I don't need you to pat me on the ass and tell me I'm beautiful. We know we're beautiful. I don't need white people to give me more jobs. I want to start businesses so that we can create our own jobs. I don't need white people to build better schools where they can pay page other than to educate Black people. We are not your pets. We are not your children. We are not your little mentors. We want to run our own schools. We got Black teachers right now out here every day, everywhere, doing the work who, if you give them $100 million in funding to build a few schools in their city, they could knock it out in a few weeks and kill the game, absolutely murder the game. So one of the aspects of white supremacy that you want to pay attention to is what you might call white paternalism. A white supremacist is not just a person who's mean to you. A white supremacist can also be the person who is nice to you, right? The white supremacist that is nice to you is the one who says, yeah, I like you, you're okay, but I need to be driving this car. I'm going to help you by making you more like me, right? So I have the certain view about gayness and I need you to have the same view so that you can be just like me. Or I have a certain view about feminism and I need you to be just like me. Or I believe this about abortion and I need you to be just like me. That is a paternalistic version of white supremacy that says that as long as you're just like me, then I love you. But if you disagree and disobey and have your own mind about anything, then I hate your guts, right? So for example, I saw somebody mentioned something to me about Tucker Carlson and Joy Reid going back and forth. Joy Reid's on MSNBC, Tucker Carlson's on Fox News. And I said, okay, this is interesting. So Tucker and Joy going back and forth. And I think Tucker called her the race lady. And then Joy comes back with like, oh, but you're a white supremacist. And I said, Joy Reid is not a person that is speaking for the Black community. Joy Reid speaks for the Democratic Party. Joy Reid speaks for MSNBC, which is a mouthpiece for the Democratic Party in their big battle against the Republican Party. That is very, very different from being Black first. Black first means that all ideas that relate to Black people come from Black people, that we are the originators of those ideas. We are not simply repeating talking points that came from a Democratic or Republican master. So ultimately, I want you to practice kind of noticing that when you start seeing Black folks on TV, like they're on CNBC or CNN or MSNBC, and they're simply repeating things that you hear Democrats saying at that time or Republicans saying at that time, those are not free Black people. Those are Black people who are simply saying, how do I get on the best team? How do I integrate into the team that's going to protect me the most and help me to have some sort of semblance of power in this society? So in a way, you could think of it like electricity, right? A Black Republican or a white Republican, to me, that becomes very prominent, like a Candace Owens, for example. Candace has no power individually. Candace, in no world, no this world or no other world, she nor her white husband have any ability to go out and achieve independent power. Candace's power comes from the Republican Party and all of its supporters. So if Candace ever deviated from that, she would lose all her power. So she's like a lamp that is powerful, that has electricity because it's plugged into the wall. It's plugged into the Republican side of the wall. So you go over to the other side, the Stacey Abrams. Has no independent Black power. There's nobody in the Black community that's going to fund Stacey Abrams to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars to give her real power to represent Black people. Her power comes from the Democratic Party. If the Democratic Party takes her power away, she's nothing. She flattens like a pancake. So she's plugged into the Democratic wall, right? Now, what I'm saying to you is that Black people, that there's another segment of Black people, and I'm hoping that I can get you to at least consider what I'm saying here, that there's another swath of Black people who say, we don't want to get our power by plugging into a wall. We want to create an electric power source that allows us to create power bases where people are plugging into us, right? So, maybe you could, for example, possibly consider somebody like, say, a Farrakhan as somebody who gets his power because he plugs into the Black side of the wall. Right. And remember, the people who are funding the initiative or who are running the initiative are the ones who control the power. So the power source is where all the power lies. It's all down to the power source. It's not the manifestation of the power. Right. The lamp doesn't have any power. It is the source. It is the place that is plugged in. Right. So you want to focus on foundationally being a power source for the people and the things that you believe in so you can get away from all this Democrat Republican nonsense. Black Lives Matter is not plugged into the Black wall. They are plugged into the Democratic Party wall. So the rest of these demands are on the list. I'm not going to keep reading all of them. A lot of them are focused heavily on Trump. Defund the police, which I don't disagree with that. I mean, I think there's some conversation to be had about that. It says, don't let the coup be an excuse for a crackdown on our movement. So she's saying, so again, this is another Republican statement, another thing about Republicans passing laws about protests and stuff like that. Well, at the same time, I think you got to kind of consider that, you know, if you, whether you're Democrat or Republican, if you're running up on the Capitol, tearing down the Capitol, the people are going to pass laws against you. If you're out in the street and you think it's okay to go burn down buildings because you're mad about whatever, then yeah, people are going to pass laws against you. So I saw a lot of people on all sides tearing things down. And what happens is when you bring that up, each side will say, yeah, but we only did it because of this, this, and this. Well, no. I mean, when I saw crazy white boys running up on the Capitol, I said, that's kind of strange. The Pentagon's right down the street, and they've got the biggest military in the world, the most expensive military in the world, and this is one of the most high-value targets in the United States. I wonder why nobody picked up the phone when they called and said, we have 300,000 people running up on the Capitol. That, to me, seems suspicious. That seems fishy to me. That seemed very weird to me that, you know, so I'm sitting there just thinking, like, wow, that's amazing that. It'd be different if they ran up on if they mobbed a mall in Iowa or something, right? And it took time for the National Guard to get there. They went to the Capitol. They went to D.C. And you're right down the street from the Pentagon. And you've got all these tanks and missiles and choppers and soldiers and everything and Air Force jets. And you couldn't stop that. I don't think you wanted to stop that. I think you wanted to create a narrative, create a story. And then at some point, the Democrats spin that into a white supremacist story that ends up locking black people in to vote for them because they think that somehow the Democrats are going to be the ones to keep them safe. Well, now we don't have to have that argument anymore. There's no more debate to be had. Amanda Seales, I want you to just make sure you remember that her credibility is shot, right? She stated herself that she was wrong and that it was crazy for her to go and support, you know, Kamala and Joe and all that stuff. You have Black Lives Matter that's publicly stating like Biden won't even talk to us. So now there's no debate. Now we've moved to the next stage of the conversation, which means that in the next election or in the midterms, which is going to happen again in the midterms, we're not going to have those 2019, 2020 conversations anymore. So at the end of the day, I think that this is actually a progress. Maybe we're learning. Maybe some people take a little bit longer to figure things out than others. I understand, you know, you believe in a white Jesus. You believe white folks are going to come save you. And I'm just here to tell you that this is evidence that they're not going to do that. You have to save yourself. So that's my two cents on the issue. Hit the thumbs up button, hit the share button, hit the subscribe button if you haven't done it yet. And also don't forget that that this week, if you're interested in owning a franchise, we've got Attorney Tanya Niebuhr coming into the Black Business School. Franchises are a great way to start your family business. And she's actually one of the world's leading experts in creating franchises for Black families. So we partner with her in the Black Business School. And you can go to franchiseinvestingmasterclass.com if you want to take a look. For the rest of the day, there's a 48% discount on the tuition of the 6-week masterclass. So feel free to go take a look. Franchises are a great way to start a family business. Because I'm going to tell you, if you want to know what I believe Black people should, we got to educate our own kids. We must create our own jobs and we must support Black business. If we do those three things, we will do more for ourselves in a generation than any white policy has done in the last 100 years. So go fight for those policies. Go, you know, maybe you can get white people to write you a check. But I think at the end of the day, what you all are doing by becoming investors and owning assets and King Randall down at the X School for Boys talking about my granddaddy told me I need to go own some dirt. Well, guess what? Your granddaddy did more for you than Uncle Joe ever will. Because Uncle Joe is the guy that wanted to see your granddaddy dead. But I'm the one who wants to see your granddaddy live and your granddaddy lives through you. And all of us if we're lucky, we have a granddaddy or an OG, or maybe Dr. Claude can be your granddaddy. Maybe I can be your daddy or your cousin or whatever. But you got these men in your community and women as well who want what's best for you, who can help you to figure these things out. So stop looking to them. Start looking to you. Everything you need is right inside of you. You just got to stop being scared to look. All right. I got to run. I got a meeting. I'm really, really late. I hope you guys have a great day. Please hit the thumbs up button on your way out. Make sure you subscribe and I'll talk to you guys soon. Take care. Peace.
Here we are, clan the isms, cataclysm, great. Our people out here struggling, trying to make it in this state. Everybody out here doing it, but we the ones who late. Now family, we the ones who gotta delegate. Get that money in the power, never be fake. Stick to cosign for three, what did he say? Create jobs, support our own. Educate the same and buy back your home. Got 3 degrees, triple 10. 3 PhDs, now we on the CNN. DBTV, let's talk about negligence. Ignorance is bliss, but we can turn it to intelligence. Please, none of what you hear, half of what you see. Let's break it down here on Dr. Voice TV. Here we are, claiming.